Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kaiser. I'm presenting on behalf of Betsy Schrader, who is not able to be here today. So rabies virus is a viral disease from the Rhabdoviridae family in the Lyssa virus genus. There are different variants of rabies in the United States from different reservoir species, including bats, fox, raccoons, and skunks. The variants usually transmit between members of the same species. However, sometimes they transmit to other species, like dogs or humans. Rabies is a disease that causes acute progressive inflammation in the nervous system transmitted through the saliva. It is nearly always fatal once symptoms begin. Rabies post-exposure prophylaxis, or PEP, is an effective preventive treatment if given before the onset of rabies symptoms. It consists of the rabies immunoglobulin and rabies vaccination, and it requires 4 to 5 unique visits using the following schedule. The Indiana National Electronic Disease Surveillance System, or INEDS, is managed by the Indiana State Department of Health and is the passive surveillance system for reportable conditions and illnesses. Both animal bites and rabies PEP administration are separate reportable events. However, to report PEP administration, the information is supposed to be entered into an animal bites case investigation form. ESSENCE, or the Electronic Surveillance System for the Early Notification of Community-Based Epidemics, is the syndromic surveillance system used in Indiana. All 122 emergency departments in Indiana report. This is important because hospital EDs are a common setting for receiving rabies PEP. The objectives of this study were to quantify the number of PEP administrations in Indiana in 2015 reported in INEDS compared to ESSENCE, determine the sensitivity, specificity, predictive value positive, and predictive value negative of INEDS with regards to PEP administration, and to assess the utility of INEDS as a tool for measuring PEP administration. ESSENCE was queried from January 1st to December 31st of 2015 for visits associated with rabies, including spelling variations. Our gold standard was considered people who had 2 or more visits to the ED because of the schedule for rabies PEP. Animal bites reports were extracted from INETS for the same time period and should include the rabies PEP administration in that record if provided. Then INETS and ESSENCE data was then matched on patient's name and date of birth. To better visualize, these are the people who had INETS investigation forms. These are the people that had 2 or more ED visits in ESSENCE. And these are the people who are in our analysis. From INEDS, we had 198 animal bite case investigation forms that indicated PEP. ESSENCE had 265 individuals who visited the ED for rabies. 106 of these individuals' records were matched between ESSENCE and INEDS. However, 83 of these people that had 2 or more visits did not have an INEDS case investigation form. So this is our 2x2 table that recorded the PEP administration for patients who have records in both ESSENCE and INEDS. Using this data, we calculated the sensitivity to be 76%, the specificity to be 100%, the predictive value positive to be 100%, and the predictive value negative to be 62%. There are limitations with this study. The data used to calculate the metrics did not include a large number of the ESSENCE reports. As I stated earlier, 83 of these individuals had 2 or more ED visits, but were not had an investigation in INEDS. It is unclear if those individuals were people who sought care thinking that they needed rabies PEP. In conclusion, the study found that there is a large discrepancy between ESSENCE and INEDS, that 83 of these individuals did have 2 or more visits in ESSENCE, but were not matched in INEDS. When that information was entered into INEDS, INEDS has an excellent specificity and predictive value positive. However, INEDS is less sensitive and has a lower predictive value negative. As designed, INEDS is not the ideal tool for capturing rabies PEP administration. However, Indiana is in the process of transitioning to NBS, which gave a good time to look over whether or not rabies PEP should be a separate reportable from animal bites. Another way to increase rabies PEP administration reporting was to allow EDs to also enter directly into the reporting system to separate it out, as well as encourage the animal bite investigators to investigate more of the animal bite reports. I'd like to acknowledge the following individuals. Thank you.